So when Nanda Maharaj is asking that the reformatory activities be performed, is it karmakanda or is it bhakti? At a cultural level, karmakanda and bhakti are not necessarily rigidly differentiated. The differentiation is primarily in knowledge and intention. Yajnas can be performed for the devatas, yajnas can be performed for Vishnu. Deities can be worshipped. The deity may be of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, the deities may be of the devatas. So, it's not so much the cultural forms that differentiate karmakanda and bhakti, it is more the consciousness, the more the intention. So when samskaras are performed, the reformatory ceremonies are performed, yes, if somebody is the worshipper of a devata, they may invoke that particular devata. And they may do it with the understanding that, oh, we want this child to live nicely and go to swarga or whatever, go to heavens. Then it will be karmakant. But in the case of the Vrajavasis, they are all absorbed in Krishna. And Gargamuni also, it's revealed that he is also a Vaishnava. So in that sense, the performance of the reformatory ceremonies, that is basically required for creating a religious orientation in the consciousness. Now, within that religious orientation, what particular aspect of religion is stressed, that will depend on the consciousness of the performance. So we can't simply say that this practice is karmakanda, this practice is bhakti. More than the practice, the purpose is important. So if the purpose is devotional, in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the story of Prithu Maharaj comes, there in a purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in his commentary that for the sake of setting an example for society, because people in general cannot be expected to practice pure bhakti, some people will also practice karmakanda. So, Maharaj Prithu was performing yajnas in which the devatas were also worshipped. But internally, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was contemplating that these devatas are the servants of the Lord. And he was remembering the Lord and worshipping the Lord. So the activity might even seem to be devata puja. But in his consciousness, he was worshipping Krishna. So rather than rejecting certain cultural practices simply as karmakanda, if we can infuse them with spiritual understanding and spiritual purpose, then they can become bhakti. Yeah.
I mean, they are already, all the Vrajavasis, they are already perfect souls, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, what is the need for these samskaras? Is that to demonstrate to
the external? Okay. That's a good question. See, the Vrajavasis are pure devotees, why do they need to perform the samskaras? Okay. The Vrajavasis are perfected beings, but they don't act as if they are perfected beings. Their perfection is in that they are completely absorbed in Krishna. But even there, if you see, when Gargamuni comes, Nanda Maharaj doesn't tell him, you know, I am a devotee of Krishna, I am a pure devotee and you are lower than me. Nanda Maharaj thinks, I am a Vaishya, you are a Brahmana, I respect you. So broadly speaking, they all follow the broad principles of Vedic culture. So Brahmanas will be respected. Even if you see that there are devatas, devatas may also be worshipped. But devatas are like the gopis, they worship Katyayani. But they are worshipping so that they can get Krishna as their Lord. So the Vrajavasis, at one level, they act as if they are a part of the broad Vedic society where people used to follow Varnashram, respect the Brahmanas, worship the devatas. But whatever they are doing it for Krishna. When we in the Govardhan Puja, Krishna stops Nanda Maharaj from worshipping Indra. But that means that Indra was being worshipped before. Indra Puja was regularly happening. So, the point is that they all, in the Bhagavad Gita, for example, it is said, in the spiritual world, natat bhasete suryano shashanko na pavaka. There is no sun, there is no moon, there is no fire. But then, in the past tense of Krishna, it is described, that in the, there's a, I think in the 19th chapter, it is described that when the gopis are envisioning, when Krishna goes out in the forest, the sun becomes so hot. And they are thinking, oh, Krishna will be sweating. And they see a cloud is coming. Oh, they see cloud is acting as an umbrella for Krishna. And then in Sharad Purnima, the beauty, there is a full moon. So, and there is fire also. The forest fires are there. So the sun, the moon, the fire is there in the spiritual world also. And so in the Bhagavad Gita, it said, Natat Bhasayate Suryana Shashankona Pavaka. What this means is, in that abode, Natat Bhasayate. It is not illumined by sun, moon, fire. That means it is self-luminous. It doesn't need the sun, moon, fire for illumination. But sun, moon, fire are there for facilitating the pastimes. Yeah, there's daytime, some pastimes are performed, nighttime, some pastimes are performed. So like that, the Vrajavasis don't need Brahmanas to purify them. The Vrajavasis don't need to worship the Devata so that they will get some punya. But all these Brahmanas, just as the sun, moon, fire are present for facilitating the Leela, similarly the Brahmanas and the Devatas and the various rituals of samskaras, they are all performed for the enhancement of Leela. So the Vrajavasis are expressing their love for Krishna when they are performing his name-giving ceremony. And it gives an occasion to congregate, to celebrate, and to rejoice with Krishna at the center. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, one last, okay. How much time do we have?
One last question.
Okay, yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Pastor. You were mentioning how